Welcome back to GARD, presented by Aviator Zone. I want to do this podcast in response to my video on the American Airlines flight where a FIT student actually had unauthorized access to an American Airlines Airbus 321 parked on the ramp. And basically, the video is me talking about what my opinion is and what do I think is going to happen to the future of aviation security. We obviously saw some changes after 9/11, and we're certainly going to expect some changes after this recent event. Now, this is not the first time this happens. The first time we saw this was with the Alaska Airlines operated by Horizon, where the, I believe he was a gate agent, if I don't remember, he got on the airplane and started flying it around doing aerobatic maneuvers and eventually crashed the aircraft. Luckily, this guy wasn't a terrorist and he was just doing this for fun. But, or actually, I shouldn't say this for fun. You know, the guy obviously has some issues, and unfortunately, we weren't able to get him on the ground and get him some help. But this last incident, we don't know what this guy's actual motive was and what the reason why he wanted to come up and take this airplane up for a spin. I think we got really lucky the fact that the ramp agents or the technician that was actually working on the aircraft stopped him. Kicked him out of the airplane, basically, and then he was caught by police. But anyways, I think we're going to be seeing some changes. I think the airlines are going to increase more of their security when the aircrafts are actually stopped at the gate, maybe even putting some codes on the airplane so that the pilots can have access to them via codes to actually enter the cockpits and stuff like that. Who knows? Who knows what they're going to actually do now? I think another big change we should see is with student visas. And the reason for it is because obviously this kid was on a student visa. He was born in Trinidad and a Canadian citizen as well. He had dual citizenship. And unfortunately, this is going to affect a lot of those guys that come to the U.S. just because they want to learn to fly. They have that dream and they can't fulfill that dream outside of the United States. It's too expensive in South America to fly, or Central America, even Asia. And Europe, really, we make it really easy for general aviation, and even some other countries don't even have airplanes to teach people to fly. So they have to come out and get flight training somewhere else. And, you know, it's nice that they come here to the U.S. It's good for the instructors that we have here, and they get some the flight schools get business. The instructor gets their hours so they can go to the airlines. And even some of these kids actually stay here and become professional pilots for our airlines. So it's going to be really sad to see if this affects the amount of visas the U.S. gives out to student pilots, or if there's some type of delay or stop or some type of halt, anything that would really stop people from coming to the U.S. for flight training. And it's pretty sad. So anyways, I just wanted to, you know, share my opinion on the issue, because it didn't really get a lot of news coverage, but I'm sure we're going to see some changes in aviation because of it. If you guys have any opinions or anything, make sure to check out the YouTube video and comment down there. I'd love to see what you guys think about it and what you think is actually going to happen. We'll see you guys on the next episode.